Hi guys, today I will be sharing about belief. So here is my few things I would like to mention is like whatever things you do, you need to have a strong belief. Now, only belief itself won't help. Actually, there is a lot of things. Like first you have to have a reason why you're doing that. Then you need to have a belief. Then you need to have a planning, action, and strategies as well. So you need to have all these things. And the most important to me when you enter into any venture or any business streams, or trying to start something new, or you need to have the most important thing is you need to have a reason why you're doing it. Now, if you don't have a reason, I have seen so many people in a business, they start a business for them in startup business. They have a good idea or they have a good they are excited, but that excitement is just like buying a new toy. And like you, if you some for some people, it's like talking about majority of people when they enter into a business, they all have ideas, they all have passion, they all want to do something. But in the beginning, what happens is within first few weeks, some of them quit within first few weeks, and some of them quit within first few months, and then the few of them who are left, they quit within first 5 years, and only few of them left, and those are the people who become successful, and those are the people who employ most of the create most of the jobs. So they quit mostly. It's like if you're buying a toy, if you buy a new brand new iPhone or something, or even if you buy a new mobile phone or a toy to kid, what happens is they are very, very happy and they enjoy that a lot. And after a few months for them, it's just like old. It just becomes old because there is a new versions. There is new better toys in there. There is new better mobile phones. Even for us as well, we get bored. Similar, I would say it's in the business as well. People are very excited in the beginning. They sometimes have a lot of ideas, but what's lacking is consistency, is lacking planning, is lacking. I understand the situations when people also have their own problems, their family, kids, or whatever they have issues with. They are working on a different projects, but these are the resistances they face. So in order to keep going in the business, even at some points when you're down, the minimum thing you could do is at least listen to some kind of conference, or go to attend any kind of Zoom meeting or something, or any video conference call, or read any books, or read something. So even if you are down, even if you do something like small little actions, it still matters a lot, because it keeps you, it contributes in the overall success. So hope you like this post podcast, and I will catch you in my next session. See you.